One of the most significant conventions ever hosted in Columbus gets underway this weekend. It's the American Society of Association Executives. It's basically a trade group for trade group leaders. About 5,000 executives and meeting professionals are expected, and city officials expect this event to act like a magnet for future conventions. With me to talk about that is President and CEO of Experience Columbus, Brian Ross. Thanks for joining me.
Well, good morning, Debbie.
Well, we were joking in the newsroom about this being the Association of Associations, but this is a big deal where you get to showcase the city to people who schedule these types of events for a living, isn't it?
It is a great opportunity for us to showcase Columbus and Central Ohio to ASAE. We're very fortunate to have them in Columbus. This is an organization that we've been pursuing since about 2004. And we were able to secure their 2019 meeting in 2014. So it's been a long process.
How much in revenue will this event generate?
Well, while they're in the city this coming week, they will generate close to $16 million in economic impact. And they'll bring in about 16,000 room nights around there. And the best thing about it, and really why we're so excited about it, is the paying forward that this organization does. And what I mean by that is everyone that is part of the association coming in, they're C-suite leaders. So they have the ability to say, I'm going to take my association to Columbus in the future. And about 20% of those attending will do that based on past city experiences, which means that we could bring an additional $500 million in economic impact to our city over the next 5 to 10 years.
How many other conventions would that mean then for the city?
That number varies because some of the conventions are smaller, some of them are larger. It just depends on which types of groups that we bring and their size. But what I can say is this is definitely a segment of the industry that we have not been able to benefit from because we had not in the past had the infrastructure. We have not in the past had the image and perception as a convention, meetings, and events destination. So this is a tremendous opportunity for us.
We know that we're in a hotel building boom because I talked to you about that recently. But right now, we're waiting on that space to come open.
Correct. So that's the great thing about the American Society of Association Executives. They have small, medium, and large events that they represent. So we can accommodate some of their, definitely their smaller and some of their medium events. And the larger events that typically plan 5 to 10 years out, we will have that hotel inventory developed and online to accommodate them when they are in the process of booking their future events.
What attracted ASAE to Columbus? Was it just we were so persuasive?
That's a big part of it, quite honestly. But no, we created a tremendous relationship with John Graham, who is the president and CEO of the American Society of Association Executives. And for a number of years, we have taken stakeholders to their annual meeting and trade show. So when the new Hilton Hotel downtown was built, that gave us an opportunity to go after and secure their business. We had enough convention hotel rooms to accommodate them. And then with the expansion and the renovation of the convention center, that was another thing that was very positive. And the increase in our direct flights.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking to Brian Ross, President and CEO of Experience Columbus. The American Society of Association Executives meets in Columbus starting this weekend. That's expected to draw many more conventions. Thanks again.
Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate it.